Hello, I'm Claire McCormack. Here's a look at your evening news for Wednesday, September 8th. Nearly 150 people held a climate change rally in downtown Owen Sound this afternoon. They walked down 2nd Avenue East holding signs that said, "Climate emergency, act like it, and build soil, not pipelines." In its latest update, Westerio Power says as of 4:30 this afternoon, crews are continuing their effort to restore power to customers in Port Elgin and Southampton after yesterday's severe storm. They say in Port Elgin, extensive work has been completed. About 3,400 Westerio Power customers have had their power restored since yesterday afternoon. According to Westerio, there are currently 820 customers without power in the Saugeen Shores area. Estimated restoration time is 6:30 this evening. About 200 customers north of the Saugeen River in Southampton continue to experience a power outage. The estimated restoration time for them is 11 o'clock tonight. Westerio says there are 12 customers who are likely to remain without power into tomorrow. They say once power has been restored to the affected areas, crews will patrol the area to monitor for further issues and outages. They say as power is safely restored to many customers, there may be isolated outages affecting a smaller number of customers in pockets of each community. Meanwhile, power has now been restored to all Westerio customers in Lucknow. Grey Bruce OPP say a section of Bruce Road 13 between Southampton and Sauble Beach will likely remain closed for several days after a severe storm Tuesday afternoon. It's closed from Pashwood Drive to Eckford Avenue. Police say trees and power lines were knocked down, creating numerous potentially highly dangerous situations. Emergency crews remain on scene and are working to clean up the damage. Grey Bruce OPP Constable Nick Wilson is asking drivers to avoid the area for safety reasons.
Again, for the safety of the crews, please respect those road closed barriers. There are trucks as well as police cruisers with their emergency lights activated. And the less traffic we can have, the safer it is for the workers out here conducting the cleanup.
Wilson says officers also did cottage checks to make sure any occupants were okay. He says to the best of his knowledge, no injuries have been reported. It's expected the closure will remain in effect for several days. Westerio Power says as of 3 this afternoon, crews continue to replace poles and lines damaged by last evening's storm in Port Elgin and Southampton. For Port Elgin, the estimated time of restoration is 8 tonight for about 1,000 customers. In Southampton, they say the restoration time is still unknown for an outage that affects about 200 customers. Westerio says crews continue to work in the north end of Lucknow, and some new developments have delayed restoration time to around 5 this evening. Once power has been restored to the affected areas, they say crews will continue to patrol the restored area to monitor for further outages and issues. That may result in isolated outages to a small number of customers as power is restored to all. Meanwhile, as we wait to find out what happened in Port Elgin and whether or not a tornado did touch down, Environment Canada confirms it received visual reports of a waterspout touching down near Port Albert during yesterday's severe storm. Ontario Warning Preparedness meteorologist Peter Kimball says the waterspout did come ashore and there was damage in the area of Kingsbridge, but he can't confirm whether that damage was a result of the waterspout as of yet. Kimball says his colleagues from the Northern Tornadoes Project are in the area today and are expected to provide an update. Public Health Grey Bruce has released more information about how to obtain proof of vaccination ahead of September 22nd. They say people with a green photo health card can download and print an electronic COVID-19 vaccine receipt through the provincial portal or by calling the provincial vaccine booking line. Those with a red and white health card or who do not have a health card can contact the provincial vaccine booking line for a call center agent to email them a copy of their first and second dose receipts. If you got your vaccine at a pharmacy, Public Health says you can ask the pharmacy for assistance. Federal party leaders will be in Gatineau, Quebec tonight for the second federal French language debate. The five themes of the debate will be climate, cost of living and public finances, Indigenous people and cultural identity, justice and foreign policy, and pandemic and healthcare. The first English debate runs tomorrow. In sports, in Major League Ball, the Toronto Blue Jays continue their series with the New York Yankees. The Jays have won six straight games and are within two games of a wild card spot in the American League. Alek Manoah gets the start for the Jays tonight. Last night, Toronto trimmed the Yankees 5-1. Alejandro Kirk homered twice for Toronto. The Blue Water Fastball year-end tournament will not be conducted this year. A few teams in the league did have some games this season, but the league says a year-end tournament isn't feasible for 2021. In World Cup soccer qualifying, Canada plays El Salvador. The Canadian side will be without Alphonso Davies due to injury. Game time is 7:30 at BMO Field in Toronto, with 15,000 fans expected. And Owen Sound Puffer Hockey League registration is tonight from 6:30 to 8 at Eastside Mario's in Owen Sound. You can find more sports on the RE/MAX Grey Bruce Realty sports page at bayshorebroadcasting.ca. Stay tuned. The weather forecast is coming up next.